Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you very much. Welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a Wednesday in the Susquehanna Valley. Actually, it's a Wednesday all over the place, right? Right. And we have some big doings this morning, some unfinished business to tap into. We have a caller on the line already. And we want to remind you that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our phone number, hotline number, is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark, as I said, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. You'll find them on 4th Street in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Check them out online at sunburymotors.com and check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. And of course, at Sunbury Motor Company, they sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, or is it?
Is the New Hampshire presidential preference primary. Republicans have been trying to push nonpartisan and Democratic voters to participate in their primary. What a bunch of malarkey. We know the value of voting Democratic when our votes count. It's important that you save your vote for the November election. We'll need your help in electing Democrats up and down the ticket. Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday. If you would like to be removed from future calls, please press 2 now.
That's very interesting. If you heard Kim Komando just a moment ago, she was talking about that very recording. And it was a fake robocall claiming to be from President Joe Biden, urging voters to skip yesterday's primary in New Hampshire. An investigation has been opened into the calls, which are suspected to have been artificially generated. Now, obviously, they have been. It's unclear who created the audio, but there's an old Latin phrase, qui bono, which means who benefits. And the Trump campaign has denied involvement in a message of voice tells voters to save their ballot for the general election in November. Well, if anybody is ever tells you to save your vote by not voting in the primary, you really need to question them, because you don't save votes. You're allowed to vote in both. Republicans have been trying to push nonpartisan Democratic voters to participate in the primary. What a bunch of malarkey. Well, unfortunately, in this case, the malarkey was directed at President Biden, and I don't know that it had any effect on the election yesterday. But it might have. It may have encouraged a few people to stay home. But still, he won in a write-in campaign, and Donald Trump won. But the bad news for Donald Trump is that he did not win with independent voters. He gets 75% of the Republican vote, but doesn't really hack it that well with all of the independents. Stanley, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Well, they got the tone of Biden in his slow, moaning voice down, so in that AI robocall. They did pretty good with that.
At first glance.
Save your vote?
Oh, I mean, using the word malarkey, that certainly sounds like Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways.
Most of us use most
of. What are they doing? Saving their absentee ballot for the primary, and then also using the one they get for the general and mailing them both in? Is that what he's talking about?
I think I think he was hoping to, whoever did this was hoping to convince voters that they couldn't vote in both, that if they voted for Donald Trump now or if they voted for Biden now, that they would lose their vote later on, which is, of course, ridiculous.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
Say what it is. It's a lie.
Oh, yeah, it is a lie. No argument.
All right, but that's not, I mean, Trump beat Haley. Why I heard last I heard was 10 or 11 points.
Yep.
That was this morning. Okay. So whatever. But I also heard that 7% of her votes came from Democrats that switched parties so they could vote in this. Then they'll switch back to Democrat when the general comes.
Well, that, a lot of people do that. And even here in Pennsylvania, if there's some candidate they really like, they'll switch and bounce back again.
You really think the Democrats like Haley?
Well, I think they like her better than Trump.
Well, okay, whatever. But do you really think they'd vote for her in a general? Absolutely not.
I don't know about that.
No, I do. These people don't care about Haley because they'll do exactly the same thing if she would win the nomination to Haley that they've done to McCain and what's his name on not Lurch, Romney and
right.
Bush and all those that got the nomination. They're all a bunch of racists. They're all a bunch of homophobes. They're all a bunch of sexists, misogynists, blah 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 blah. That's exactly what they'll do to them. Doesn't matter. And just because she's a woman. They'll do the same thing to her. They'll call her a racist, even though she's a brown lady. You know, it's just a normal thing that they do. Even though they, you know, they endorse her. You know, the news media, I think New York Times endorsed Haley, didn't they?
I don't know. I don't read the New York Times.
I didn't hear any story about it. But I believe they did. But if I'm wrong, okay, I'm wrong. But anyways, they've had other newspapers endorse these other candidates, and then they rip them to shreds after they get the nomination. So I don't care what they say. But that's not really why I called.
Okay.
Let's go with strangeness in America and Canada. Okay, now, this I'm just seeing this for the first time. It happened. The first articles came out December of last year. There's a 50-year-old college professor up there, male, who thinks he's a woman, okay? Goes, his name is Nicholas Cepeda, I believe is how you pronounce it, now goes by Melody Wiseart, but he competes with 8 to 16-year-old girls in swim meets, and he also goes in to their locker rooms to change. Have we gone insane in this world?
I haven't heard that one.
I mean, Google it. You can find it. This, that information came from the Toronto Sun, which I'm assuming is a member of the mainstream media, but in Canada, boy, if you don't treat these transgender people just the way the government says you are, you can get thrown in jail. So the governing bodies are allowing this to happen. All right, it's insanity.
Well, I don't.
All you got to do is know. You know, look at it. 50-year-old competing against teenagers, you know, or pre-teenagers to 16-year-olds in a swim meet and change it in their locker rooms.
Well, how I don't understand how that could even happen, because even if he were a girl or claimed to be a girl, if he were out of the age group, he wouldn't be allowed to compete. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Because he identifies, Joe. It's how he identifies.
I don't identify as a 16-year-old, and if I did, nobody'd believe me.
Does it matter, Joe? If you don't accept how, if people don't accept how you identify, they can get in Canada. That gets them in big trouble.
Yeah, but that's
in Canada.
That's by gender.
How soon they're gonna come to America?
That's by gender, not by age. I mean, I can't identify.
No. Joe, you don't understand how they're working it. They could identify as a dog and say they want to swim against the girls in a swim meet, and they go in there and do the doggy paddle. Okay, because that's how they identify. You gotta listen to their mental narcissism or whatever you want to call it, their delusion, and you gotta accept their delusion. Because if you don't accept their delusion in Canada, you're getting in trouble.
Well, I mean, I can't believe that anybody would buy that with respect to age.
Look it up.
What if he identifies as a brain surgeon and walks into an operating room and wants to start cutting people open? You think they?
I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's what's going on. It's insanity.
Well, that certainly would be my definition of insanity if they're allowing that. I mean, if he had done, it would be one thing if he were a 16-year-old guy identifying as a girl and entering those races, but a 50-year-old guy identifying as a girl and apparently as a teenager, that's beyond the pale.
Well, and the thing is, the governing bodies are okay with it. They're allowing it. They're allowing it. They got pictures of them sitting with the girls at these meets in a swimsuit.
Well, okay.
You know, it's insanity. And how soon did that crap come here? It's already come here. Partially, Leia, whatever his name was, down there at University of Penn. It's insanity. But we just keep feeding into their delusion. Okay? I don't get it. But I'm the wrong. I'm wrong, okay? I'm the bigot because I say that. Whatever happened to normalcy?
Well, define it.
What is normalcy to you? Of going in, a 50-year-old going into the girl's locker room and getting stripping down and changing his bathing suit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That isn't normal.
I always say this program throws me for a loop. I spend hours in preparation going over certain things, and somebody like you calls in and hits me with something I've never even heard of. So I'm kind of left here going, yeah.
You're welcome.
I haven't heard that story before. I'll admit I haven't heard it. I haven't seen
it
covered.
Up. Just put in 50-year-old male swimming with teenagers in Canada.
Okay.
That's where it's happening. It's happening in Canada. But the other insanity is what's going on at the border. Okay, the Border Patrol has been ordered to cut the razor wire. The Supreme Court stayed the order from the district or circuit court down there in Texas that said they couldn't do it. That's what's going on, okay? The Supreme Court hasn't decided on the lawsuit about the border, okay? So right now, the government can go down and cut the razor wire to let people into this country that don't belong here, okay?
All right, we'll let you finish up because I have another call. Go ahead.
The Texas National Guard is continuing to put razor wire out, okay? Because there was no order to stop putting razor wire out. It's just the order was we were allowing the government to cut the razor wire. So they just continue to build more.
Well, that's certainly...
It's insanity, Joe. That's the problem.
Yeah,
and
well,
our fine president, the people on here support, I don't understand it. Right, somebody's going to have to explain to me why the uncontrolled invasion of this country is a good thing.
Well, I don't think it is, but do you want to close with buy more ammo, and then we have to move on?
Yep, I do. Buy more guns and ammo because we are going to need it because they're letting terrorists in there. And yesterday I seen the video of a terrorist. Now, I'm not sure whether they have him under custody or not, but a reporter was down there and asked the guy who he was, and the guy goes, well, you'll know who I am soon enough.
Okay.
And then yesterday I seen they actually identified who the guy was. He's a convicted terrorist. He was in prison for 12 years overseas somewhere. He was an arms trader and using the weapons, basically these terrorists, in charge of some Islamic jihadi group.
Well, let's hope that doesn't work out.
That's the kind of people that are coming into this country.
Okay.
I hope he's in custody. I can't verify that.
Okay. Thank you, Stan. Appreciate your call as always, sir. Bob, you've been patient. You're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning. On Monday, I saw on Fox News that Mr. Biden was questioned about the border. He said the border hasn't been secure for 10 years. Well, Mayorkas and whatever his name is, said under oath that it was secure. Isn't there contempt or some kind of a impeachment order?
Somebody's lying.
I believe that the little guy down there looks like a rat.
Well, you know, Biden has made this mess worse. I mean, Joe, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump had the border pretty much under control. Could have been better. He was trying to make it better, and he kept getting beaten over the head by the Democrats who wouldn't give him the money he needed. And remember when he took money away from something else, a military thing, to build the wall? Whoa, they went hysterical on him.
Yeah, that money you couldn't give into the other countries for free, you know what I mean, like Ukraine and all over.
Thanks,
guys.
But, you know, if you don't protect your borders, you really don't have a country.
That's right. You have nothing.
I agree
absolutely
with you completely.
Nothing.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok. Text us at text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. And Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, calling in regards to Haley and, New Hampshire.
Right.
As far as Haley, she's done. The race is over. When she gets embarrassed in her home state, all her political aspirations, and I even believe in running in the future in 28 and all that are going to go down. When you have these donors that are just giving money with the hopes of just bashing Trump, and you have people around you telling you that are on the payroll saying, hey, you're doing good, she's only running until the money dries out. That's it. And as long as the money's there, she's going to continue to run. As far as her winning, it's not going to happen. Her only defense is like that I heard that she came out and said that she's running against two 80-year-old men that cognitively aren't there, and she don't have a chance. Even though we know compromised Biden is well beyond dementia, and the Trumps are still with it.
Well, did you see the exit or polling surveys done by Fox News on what was important, what motivated voters in the Republican primary there? 95% said they were concerned about the candidate being mentally fit. 85% said they wanted a strong leader. 76% said their policies were important. 75% said that they can actually win the election. And 72% say they care. So, I mean, it looks like what was motivating people here was whether or not mental acuity is available to Donald Trump and to Joe Biden. Obviously, they think Donald Trump is, if 95% of Republicans felt that way and yet voted for him.
Listen, the man is with it, and I believe they even made him take a test in his last term.
No, he volunteered. He volunteered to take one.
Oh, he says volunteered,
he aced it.
Right?
Yeah, he said he aced it.
The two front runners, let's say compromised Biden and the Trumpster, if they took a test today and whoever passed with the highest score, or even Haley, have her take one, let that be the president, and I guarantee you the Trumpster will hands down smoke everybody.
Well, then how do you account for the fact he misidentified Nikki Haley Nancy Pelosi as Haley?
They look alike. I mean,
I don't think they look at all alike.
Listen, if that's the worst this man has done for this great country, that he has put us in the right path, and I don't see nothing by that. I mean, at a quick glance, I know my eyes are gone, but a quick glance, the features and whatnot, yeah, a younger Nancy. I get that, but if that's the worst this man has done, oh man!
Well, I mean, let's face it.
This great leader of this world, we cannot have him run this world or this United States because he misidentified one name. Come on, what about compromised Oakville brain Biden? I mean, look, you got to look what you're saying and look what we have.
Okay, but Biden has some serious issues, as far as I'm concerned, cognitively. Donald Trump is starting to show some of those issues himself. And if
he said one name.
Oh, he did more than that. He's had other gaffes. Look him up. As you always say to me, it's on the internet. Check it out.
Ted Cruz has done it. Every politician has done it. Every politician. Reagan's done it. Everybody. Listen, these guys are talking. Live talking 3 to 5 hours a day, and I'm sure that the hour that you do every day, you never misspoken.
Oh, all the time.
It happens.
Yep.
It happens. I mean, you go back and you listen to the podcast, you're like, oh my God, I said that. It happens. You know that yourself. It happens.
But then I'm in that same age group as those two guys.
Well, you've proven that. You 1,000% prove that with your ability and that the country, I would pick you. I would love for you to run for president.
Well, thanks. But that ain't going to happen. I don't have the money.
I mean, that's what the highest compliment I think I could give you, that you're 100% with, 1,000.
Well, thanks.
But the thing is, too,
there are people here in the building who would disagree.
The thing we're talking about is, as far as the Republican nomination, it's over, right? Haley's just going to run until the money dries up, just like DeSantis. The money dries up, your campaign's over. But he'll get a cabinet position where she keeps running. She knows she's going to lose, but she's going to keep running. All they're doing is the billionaires are trying to blemish his name in the media and whatnot for another couple weeks. She's not going to get nothing. Her political career down long term is over. Now, getting back to the border with the Supreme Court, and now they're going to review it. What would you do if you were in a foreign country and you heard the Supreme Court did what they did with Texas? you're going to double up and you're going to bring more people.
Well, I'm going to expect the border guards to cut the barbed wire for me.
No, heck no.
That's
I'd
what,
walk off the
what
job
they're doing.
Before I do that.
No, but that's what they're doing down there. They now have the authority to do it because the Supreme Court said
they
could.
Guess what? They're not doing it. They're saying you do it.
Well,
they're refusing. They're going to say, no, you cut the wire. It's in litigation right now. It's going back. So it's at a standstill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a sad situation down there. No doubt about that, Bill. No
it's
doubt
a sad
at all.
Situation. It's not down there. It's everywhere. It's up here. It's everywhere. It's from East Coast to West Coast. It's everywhere. And here's the reason why. Because of you and your program, and because of technology, right, the average common person sees what's going on and how they want the one my way or the highway political party, that we could be replaced. I consider myself in that group, and the light bulb went on. We could be replaced. That's how the Democrats are. We're going to open the borders. We're going to flood this country, and we're going to replace the voting party. We're going to I don't know what they call the people that vote. We're going to replace them, and we're going to stay in power forever. This is what they're doing. But you have the guys that drink the Kool-Aid that call in that are going to vote Democrat no matter what. But the people that are moving over, they're trying to replace them. Don't you see the whole picture?
Well,
they're replacing voters.
Right. You've got a point there. Listen.
There is no other reason why the border is open.
Well, I agree. There's no good or valid reason. Listen, Bill, we had to take a break. I'm sorry. We're running really late here this morning. We have a caller on the line. Hang on. We'll get to you. But we do have to take a break right now.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Hey, Clark, I thought that after last year, you decided to let the ice carving to the pros.
And I watched a bunch of YouTube videos.
And he's promised to stay away from human sculptures.
Wow, that's a pretty big Ultimate Express car wash logo you got there, Clark. Sundown, you need some help holding it up.
It's sunshine! If you want, thanks. Clark, how long do we have to keep holding this thing?
Shouldn't be more than 15 minutes. Oh, no, I took too much off the side. You think they'll notice that it says Made Express Car Wash?
Yeah, it's sort of noticeable.
Do they have an Australian location? I guess it's on to Plan B. I'm just gonna have to carve it out of wood.
Oh no, that wasn't part of the deal. You do it yourself. I'm off to the real Ultimate Express Car Wash.
Just 15 minutes more. Come on, stick around for just a little bit. I can get this done.
Ultimate Express Car Wash in Selins Grove, Danville, and Williamsport. The new limited club plan is just $14.95 plus tax per month for 5 washes per month. That's just $2.99 per wash. Available at all 3 locations. WashMyDirtyCar.com has the details.
At Christ Wesleyan, our purpose is to share the light, love, and teachings of Jesus. We are committed to reaching our community, country, and world. With multiple locations, we strive to make worship accessible to all. Join us for our Sunday services in Milton, Sunbury, or online. Additionally, we offer a Spanish service and ASL translation at our Milton location. Stay connected with us on social media by following CWC Life and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at cwc.life. That's cwc.life.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones will preview the NFL playoffs today. 1-3 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. Got one caller on the line, one coming in. Joseph, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Joe. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the border and then on that economic forum over there in Switzerland. About the border, Governor Abbott, I think it was, that put that razor wire up, right?
Yep.
And to stop the flow of immigrants coming into the country illegally. And it's a federal law that you dare not enter this country illegally. That's correct, according to the Constitution, right?
Well, according to the Constitution or laws that were made under the Constitution, I'm not certain
Written
in the Constitution.
They're acceptable as federal law. And yet these people are coming in illegally. He's trying to stop that. Now, the government that's in power now, the Biden administration, has, I guess, taken this to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court made the ruling that that is not legal, right?
Well, they made the ruling that they can't stop them. They are allowed to cut it. They're allowed to cut that razor wire.
Right. Okay. So they made that decision that you cut. Why would you want to cut it? To let them in, right?
Well, I think that the argument was, and it's not. I agree with what you're saying. The net effect is what you're saying, Joseph. But here's the problem. The government or the Constitution says that the federal government is responsible for border security.
Right.
And so, therefore, the Supreme Court didn't really have a choice. The state was trying to usurp something that the federal government should be doing but isn't. But they ruled on the basis of the Constitution, which says it's the federal government's responsibility.
Well, we're supposed to honor them nine justices. They're the experts on the, you know, legalism and the Constitution and all that. But when I see one of the justices that doesn't and cannot define what a woman is, I have a problem in honoring their decisions. You know what I'm saying? If I'd ask you what to define a woman to me, I think you could do that. I think a 5-year-old child could do that. But yet this justice cannot do that the Biden administration put in there, that black woman, the Harvard graduate, and she's a mother herself. It's just totally ridiculous.
I remember
what's going on.
A Supreme Court justice, Joseph.
Why can't you impeach President Biden for not enforcing federal law, but aiding and abetting these criminals coming in here? They're lawbreakers.
You asked me to define a woman, or if I could define a woman. I remember a few years ago, a Supreme Court justice was asked to define pornography, and he said, "I can't define it, but I'll know it if I see it." And I feel the same way about defining a woman. I can't define it exactly, but if I see one, I can identify one.
Well, what I'm saying is it's totally ridiculous. This stuff is ludicrous. And your first caller was right in what he was saying. I heard that also, that if, you know, you want to define yourself as an animal, you can do it. If I want to say I'm black, I can do it. You know what I mean? But that doesn't make me black or African or whatever.
No, I agree.
It's totally ridiculous. But again, they are doing things. This is being done deliberately and systematically, what they're doing. And I cannot understand why the Republicans don't impeach him for that, you know, or do something, somebody, somewhere. Aiding and abetting them, giving them money, resources, and helping them come in here is totally ridiculous.
Well, let's face it, the Democratic Senate would not vote to convict Joe Biden, even if the Republican House impeached him. So what's
somebody has to raise some cane down there in Washington, I would think so.
I think the chance to raise cane comes this November when the people of this country choose a new leader.
Yeah.
And if we vote for the same stuff.
I seen a long time ago. I forget what the name of it was. Everybody opened their windows and said, "I'm mad as hell and I ain't gonna take it no more."
That was a movie called Network.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what may happen here pretty soon. There's gonna be a revolution. But I just want to get off of that subject. Did you see that indigenous woman at that economic forum over in Switzerland? Her face was painted red. She looked like a parakeet, and she's an indigenous woman, a witch doctor or shaman or something, and she was...
From where?
Pardon me?
From where?
It was, she was addressing that...
No, I know, I understand that, but where was she from?
Algorias, okay.
You say she's indigenous to where?
Oh, so the rainforest, I guess, in South America.
Oh, okay, now we're clear on that, okay.
The ecosystem, you know what I mean, and what they're... You know, this Green New Deal.
Right.
And she was blown to the wind and making big loud noises. And then she walked up on the stage, where she was on the stage, where six of these elite were, the academia, the big shots of this economic forum. They were sitting there, and she walked over to each one and cupped her hands and put her hands on the sides of her head and got about 2 inches from the forehead and went poof, poof. It was kind of like spit in her face, and to each one of them, and all they were so thrilled, awaiting their turn to be spit on, I guess. It was just totally ridiculous.
Well, I must have missed that one, too. I'm really out of it
goodness,
this morning.
They showed it. I've seen it quite a few times.
Nope, haven't seen that.
But here's the thing. I'd like to warn the people. What they're trying to do is bring about a digital currency and do away with cash, a cashless society.
What's that got to do with spitting?
Very dangerous.
What's that got to do with spitting on somebody?
Once they do that, they're going to have control over you.
Joseph, one second. What's that got to do with some indigenous woman spitting on people?
That everyone, they can measure your digital
footprint. Guess we're not going to get an answer.
Of how far you travel and so forth.
Right.
So that they can, you know, limit how much carbon you put into the atmosphere.
Okay.
If you got to travel 50 miles to work, they're going to do something about it. You know what I mean? But it all boils down to one thing, and I've said this many times, and Van has said it, and Dan has said it. It's all about the New World Order and about the reset and about a one-world government system where the government can control everything. And, of course, it's called the Mark of the Beast in the Bible. And now I just want to say one thing here, if I may. Many of you people listen are Christians to this show, and that's good. But they're taught, most of them, that they're going to be raptured out, that the Savior's coming back before that Mark of the Beast and the man of sin, as he's called in the Bible, what they call Antichrist, that they're going to be raptured out before okay. that and go to heaven. They're lied to. The preachers are lying to them. They're called false prophets. But they're going to be here, according to the Bible. He's going to make war with the saints. That's
okay.
the believers. Revelation chapter 13
Joseph,
and Daniel chapter 7.
Okay, Joseph, I'm sorry. We got to move on. We have another caller that's been waiting very patiently, and we have to take a break. Dale, you're on the mark. We're going to get to you before we take a break. Good morning, sir.
I don't hear either candidate, the media, or any elected lawyer talk about blue-collar workers. Not one of them. So we're very close to Venezuela. I mean, government's getting bigger, and Trump is going to give you a new stimulus once Virus X comes out. So by the time Trump gets done his second term, retirement age will be 105. So, I don't understand. Capitalism starts with the blue-collar worker. If a guy works, he should be able to afford a home and a car.
Right.
But
should
if you don't work, you get a free car and free home. I don't understand that.
Well, that's
I'm an independent voter. I'm not voting for any of those geezers. And I think the people who vote are against blue-collar workers. They hate blue-collar workers. They like subsidized workers you vote.
Dale, if you're not going to vote for either of those geezers, as you call them, are you going to vote at all, or have you abandoned the system entirely?
I wouldn't do that to my fellow man. I'm sorry. If somebody works hard, I'm not going to vote and put any weight on them. I mean, that's crazy. It's nuts. I mean, Americans are totally against blue-collar workers. They hate them. They hate their guts. I mean, if you vote, you hate them. Don't tell me you like them. If you're voting, you're voting to destroy the blue-collar. You're wanting to be subsidized. So call your senator today and tell him that you want to be subsidized, that you're quitting work. We'll fix everything. Everybody should run to the senator's office and ask to be subsidized. I mean, you got to be retarded. Your IQ has got to be very low if you vote. I mean, very low. Very, very low. They're 80-year-old geezers. They've been greedy businessmen all their life. You don't understand that? I mean, really.
Well, yeah, but look at it from another...
I'm ready to cry how stupid people are. I mean, I can't... They're like pecking on the ground. You know you know why ghetto has high crime areas? Is when you take their resources. So that's what Venezuela is, people. When they take your resources, okay, and they give it to someone who don't work just because, get along to go along. Go along to get along. Wake up.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's it. I'll never vote. My IQ, I think, was like very probably higher than most when I was like 15 years old. I'll never vote. I'll never vote because I'm tired of hearing about it. It's like goofy. You're goofy if you vote. Take care of your own self and take care of your backyard. That's all you got to do.
Okay, well, you know, Dale has said his say, and he has departed voluntarily. I don't know how you change things if you don't vote. I mean, granted, sometimes we don't get the best choices, and I think if we have Donald Trump and Joe Biden again, like 70% of Americans, I don't really want to see that rematch. I don't think it's going to be productive. I don't think we're going to get any further ahead with it. But on the other hand, if the only choices I have are Trump or Joe Biden, I'm going to go with Trump. One of our emailers said, if the subject comes up, how does razor wire impede Border Patrol from doing their jobs? As the administration claims, most Google News results uses the word allows in the context, allows federal agents to cut it. I have not heard that agents wanted to do that. Well, that was a point someone made, one of our callers. Another emailer, and we'll get some of these out of the way here because we have promised to read them, and I've been lax in my duties because we've had so many calls. Right now, the hotlines are open, so we have a minute to do some of these. So the Right to Life March protesting abortion was held this past weekend. Amazing how these people were not blocking roads, burning buildings, destroying vehicles, smashing windows, or looting stores. Might I suggest a little violence to gain more exposure? It's apparently not illegal. No one ever goes to jail for exercising their right to protest. Well, sometimes they do go to jail if they exercise that right in a violent way. One of our emailers wants to comment on Donald Trump's trials in New York. She says, I am a woman, and if I were on the jury of the Trump case, the woman would have lost on the case of rape. If I were on the civil case, she would have lost again. If her girlfriends didn't report such a horrible action against a friend, and she didn't either, then as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't rape. And now, 30 years later, it's about the cash. Well, you may have a point. And another emailer says, Joe, the majority of immigrants crossing the border become employees in agriculture business in the southern states. 75% of the vegetables consumed by the United States are produced in California. Farmers depend on these employees to keep their business running. Chicken, pig, and cattle farms are also dependent on these workers. Very few local residents in these states are not dependable and will not work in these industries. Totally closing the border and not allowing these immigrant workers into the U.S. would have a drastic effect on agricultural production, which will lead to a significant increase in food prices. Well, our emailer may have a point. I'm going to see if he signed it. Yeah, RB in Mifflinburg. RB, but here's the problem with that. If we actually need workers like that, then we should open the gates legally to allow the number in that we need. It shouldn't be a matter of having them cross the border and getting paid under the table, which and then sending all the money back to a foreign country, which really doesn't benefit us, does it? In any event, that's, you know, I agree with you that those industries do depend on those people. And one more email says, I'm fairly sure I mentioned this before. I am a registered independent. In the past, I have been an R and a D. I'm no longer interested in joining any party. In the past two elections, I voted for all officers except for the president. Offices except for the president. I could or would not support Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden for many reasons. In the early 1960s, I joined the U.S. Army. I was a communication security analyst, intelligence analyst, three locations in Southeast Asia, top secret security clearance, and when I separated from active duty, I was not allowed to discuss anything about my jobs, assignments, other than locations I served for a 30-year period. I have been out for 60 years. Two reasons among many, I never would vote for Donald Trump, and I do not care who served in the military. For him to constantly degrade the service of John McCain really grates at me. I can't believe anyone could do 5 years as a POW, come back home, and have someone disrespect their service. And the other thing that really irritates me, for Donald Trump to share highly sensitive classified material at a cocktail party with anyone who does not have the need to know is beyond the pale. The inner working of a nuclear submarine has been reported as classified information that he shared. What is to keep those he discussed these details with from sharing it with others, and on and on. I am sure most of your faithful listeners won't care about my concerns, but I refuse to bow to their leader. Okay, that was signed by Dick. We have to take a quick break. We have another caller on the line, and we will get to them in just a moment.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Get fast, reliable internet from SECV starting at $39.99 per month. With speeds up to 2 gigs, you'll enjoy faster, smoother streaming and downloading on all of your devices. Plus, eligible households may also qualify for up to a $30 per month savings on SECV internet service through the Affordable Connectivity Program. Call 877-955-SECV or visit SECV.com for more details. That's SECV.com.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often, but the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Okay, we're back on the mark. We have one caller on the line, one coming in, a couple of texts we haven't gotten to yet, but we'll start with Dan from New Berlin. Sir, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Joe. You know, back when you were talking with Stan, I think you asked him the question, what is normal? And I'll tell you, in America, I grew up in a time, early life, when we knew what normal was, and where we get normal from, where we go back to the Word of God, is where you learn what normal is, what's right and wrong, what's wrong, is where people can learn what normal is. You can answer almost every question there is from that Word of God. And that's where you get normal, because the Almighty Creator told us what right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
I don't believe the Ten Commandments cover transgenderism, do they?
Yep, exactly. Covers every topic.
What does it specifically say about transgender people?
To Scripture, there's two genders.
No, I'm saying the Ten Commandments. Where in the Ten Commandments does it say you can't pretend to be a woman if you want to?
There's a lot of other stuff besides the Ten Commandments in the Scripture. Lots of other.
But they're the mortal sins, aren't they? They're the mortal sins, aren't they?
They're the basic, yeah. They tell you basic, what basic sins, yeah. But underneath them, you study more, and you learn what they're defined more in other places.
I think what I was looking for was the norms of society. You know, you hearken back to the 50s often, and I grew up in that period, too, and I agree that life, you know, if you watched TV back and then, you watched Leave It to Beaver, and you watched I Love Lucy, and you couldn't use the word pregnant, and you couldn't, couples didn't sleep in the same bed, they had single beds with a nightstand between them, you know, it was an entirely different time. A lot lot of women didn't work. They stayed at home and they cooked meals for their husbands every day and for their families. But we're in a different world now. And I think it's a world driven by communication. It's a world driven by experimentation. Look at all the things that didn't exist in the 50s that exist now. Not all of them good, I would say. But, I mean, it's just a different world. And so when I ask you what's normal, I mean what's normal today, not what was normal in the 1950s.
Normal's been normal forever. If since time began, there's a normal. And today, we want to go outside of normal, like what's done there in Canada, what Stan brought up, is not normal. It's, in other words, it's sick. It's completely sick. And the sickness is in the mind because they don't believe in any absolutes. You know, I believe it. There's absolute truth, and that's found in Scripture. You go out from there to form your belief system, and that's what normal would be. And you can... we can answer questions that the world can't answer. How often have you heard, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken or the egg? Well, the Bible answers that question. God made the chicken first.
Okay, well, that solves that. You solve one of the Earth's great mysteries.
There's no question you can't answer from Scripture.
Right. I know you believe that, but there are many people who don't find that as compelling an argument as you do, Dan.
It's too bad, isn't it?
Well, no, I think it's bad. Everybody has to make their own way in this world. I mean, I can't make your decisions for you. I can't tell you how to live your life. And frankly, I don't want you telling me how to live mine. We are different religions. My religion believes some things yours believes in, some things my religion believes in you don't believe in. But, you know, if your opinion is I'm going to hell because I feel one way, and my opinion is you're going to hell because you feel a certain way, what have we achieved? We each believe that what we believe is the truth, the ultimate truth. Otherwise, we wouldn't be acting on it.
You know, even what you say there, you know, even beyond that, yeah, there's certain things you have to believe to go to heaven. Yeah, there's certain things, and I often talked about them on this program. But beyond that, just living a life here on earth till we reach our destination. The Bible makes every believer I know, I don't care who it is, they may believe some things different than me, but they're on their way to heaven.
Okay, well,
they're much wiser. They're much wiser than the world.
Bear in mind, your friend Joseph, who called earlier, said that a lot of preachers are lying to people if they believe something. You know, so again, this is all, everybody pays their money and they takes their chance. We believe what we believe because we believe it. There's something you can have laminated for your wallet. Hey, we have another call. We'll give you the last word, Dan. Last 30 seconds.
The best thing to do is study the book of John and the book of Romans. It's not that difficult a theology.
Okay.
You can and then you can learn the truth for yourself without a preacher.
Okay, hey, listen, we got to go. Bob from Williamsport, hang on. We'll take our final break of the day, and then we'll get to Bob from Williamsport.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
The First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania is proud to announce the dates for Raise the Region, the area's largest online fundraiser to support local nonprofits. Mark your calendars for March 13th and 14th and be part of this year's 30-hour online fundraising event. The Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships have generously donated $175,000 to stretch funds to be added to every gift made during Raise the Region. Nonprofit organizations serving Columbia, Lycoming, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, Tioga, and Union counties are encouraged to register by February 16th at RaiseTheRegion.org. In addition, nonprofits will compete for cash prizes, compliments of Evergreen Wealth Solutions, First Citizens Community Bank, Larson Design Group, Pennsylvania Skill by Mealy Manufacturing, Subaru, Toyota Motor Corporation, UPMC, UPMC Health Plan, and Wise Markets. Last year's program raised over $2.3 million for our community. If you know of a local 501c3 nonprofit organization, encourage them to apply for Raise the Region by visiting RaiseTheRegion.org. That's www.RaiseTheRegion.org.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones will preview the NFL playoffs today. 1-3 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We have Bob from Williamsport on the line. We have a couple of emails and texts to get to, but Bob, you're on first. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. I guess my deal is this morning is everybody thinks it's a gaffe when Trump said that Nikki Haley was responsible for the riot, the J6 riot, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it was a gaffe.
It was not a gaffe.
Oh, it was not? She was responsible, was she?
No. We know who was responsible, Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
But had he said Pelosi was responsible, everybody would have said, oh, no. Now he said Nikki Haley is responsible. What did Tom and Evie say?
Well, they said that he was demented.
They said, no, Nikki Haley wasn't responsible. Pelosi was responsible.
No, they say Pelosi was responsible.
No, they said he was demented because he said Haley was responsible, and then they said Pelosi. Everybody knows Pelosi was responsible.
I'd have to go back and listen to the program, but I don't think that's exactly what they said. But the point that you're making is true, that they disagree with him that it was not Nikki Haley.
Right. The same way with when he's transposed Obama is in charge over Biden. Well, Obama is in charge. Everybody that, or not everybody, but most of the people that Biden has on his staff or Obama people.
And quite a few of them are, you're right. Quite a few.
Yeah. Okay, now we'll go to Dick.
Okay.
Have Dick look up the Dunning-Kruger effect and then look in the mirror.
I'm not familiar.
I won't go any farther than that. I'll let it go. But John McCain, okay? John McCain destroyed almost $1 billion worth of military equipment in his career and was responsible for the death of about 250 U.S. military. And the reason he got shot down is because he didn't follow protocol, and he didn't even follow protocol when he ejected from the plane. That's how he got hurt. He was just an egotistical guy, that's all.
But he did serve.
He served.
Right, and he was a highly trained pilot.
The only reason he served because his father was the admiral, and that's the only reason he got to destroy billions of dollars of military equipment.
I assume you mean that the planes that he had to eject out of. Oh, Bob, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Call back tomorrow early, and we'll give you more time to talk about things. Hey, we'll get to the emails and the texts tomorrow. First thing, I promise. We had a very busy day again today. Love it when we're busy. Keep it coming. We'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on the Mark. And remember, On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.